This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. We said it might happen, and it did. Uber has bought Postmates for more than $2.6 billion. And they're not the only companies joining up for dinner lately. Many of the biggest players in food delivery have been in talks to consolidate. Our reporter Heather Haddon will join us to explain what's going on and what it could mean for the future of takeout. That's after these headlines. China's new national security law for Hong Kong requires authorities there to supervise and regulate the internet. That means they can require platforms there to censor content that they say endangers national security, including political posts and protest-related messages. The move could put American tech giants at odds with Beijing if they don't comply. Google, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as Facebook's WhatsApp service, have all said they'll stop processing government requests for user data while they figure out how the new law could impact human rights in the region. Speaking of China, the country's leading chip maker is preparing a $6.5 billion stock sale. The offering from Semiconductor Manufacturing International would rank as the world's largest this year. SMIC has said that the proceeds from the sale would help it compete against global rivals. And it also comes as China has been working to become more self-sufficient in semiconductors. And Uber just bought Postmates. After the break, we'll break down the deal and what it means for the future of food delivery. That's next. It's been a while since we checked in on the food delivery market, and in the meantime, competition has been heating up. The latest development, after weeks of talks, Uber has agreed to buy its rival Postmates for more than $2.6 billion. And with fewer cooks in the proverbial kitchen, the market for food delivery could look pretty different in the future. Our reporter Heather Haddon has been looking into this, and she joins us now to explain. Heather, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much.
All right. So tell us about this Uber Postmates deal. What does it entail?
Yeah. So Uber is buying what's considered the fourth largest food delivery company in the U.S., which is Postmates. Postmates has strongholds in certain cities in the South and the West, like L.A., Las Vegas, Phoenix, and is really looking to, you know, shore up its position in the U.S. for food delivery. So Uber, of course, is known for its rideshare business. That section of the business has really taken a hard hit during the pandemic. And Uber has been investing more and more in its food delivery side of the business for a while now. But during the pandemic, it's really seen that side take off, that their bookings have really increased and grown during the pandemic. And it was really time for them to make a move. So originally, they had had talks with Grubhub, were looking to maybe do a deal there that fell apart. There was Postmates standing. So Postmates originally had been saying that they were looking to do an IPO this year. Now this is happening instead. So it's really shaken up some of the assumptions we had about the food delivery market this year.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, Uber and Postmates are not the only ones doing this. They're among a bunch of companies that have been making moves to consolidate. Remind us what else we've seen in recent months.
Yeah. So Grubhub is the other big player that's going through a deal process now. Just Eat's Takeaway, which is a very large food delivery player in Europe, which has really been snapping up quite a bit of market share there. They made a bid for Grubhub this year, and the two decided on a deal that also came across that deal very quickly. In something like 5 weeks, they settled on something like $7 billion for an acquisition there that will give Just Eat Takeaway its first stronghold in the U.S. They already have a business in Canada and help it expand here. Uber really is a global food delivery player. So they compete all around the world and they compete with Just Eat. And so these two, in some ways, are increasingly circling each other. And Uber, you know, really is trying to make its mark in markets where it can have the first or second position. And so with the deal for Postmates, took a stand there and trying to shore up its U.S. business.
And why now? Why is this move so strategic? What are all of these companies betting on as they try and consolidate?
So they are really looking to try to improve efficiency. So what makes these delivery services more profitable or try to get at least closer to profitability is if they can string together a number of orders at once. So by batching a number of orders, say, you know, a few orders and from this restaurant for these different customers taken by just one single driver, that can make things more efficient. And so by doing this, by Uber buying up Postmates, they say that they are getting to improve their efficiencies. They say Postmates really has good technology in that regard and that it can help them when it comes to just getting more orders through their system faster and having good technology to do so. So, of course, this is an expense. And in terms of the actual savings from a cost perspective, it was pretty limited. They said it's $200 million in synergies they're hoping for. But what they really see is an investment in the long term here in trying to make their overall operations improve.
Yeah. And speaking of, we've also seen grocery delivery on the rise, especially during the pandemic. Is that a factor here as well in that long term bet?
Yeah, that was something really interesting that came up in the call with investors that Uber really talked about how Postmates has made some really good inroads into grocery and consumer staples delivery. So Postmates has signed a deal last year with Walgreens, works with a number of other pharmacy chains, and basically they provide on-demand services of all kinds of staples to consumers when they want them. And Uber, you know, said, the CEO said this morning that restaurant delivery is very competitive and it and all its other competitors, namely DoorDash, is looking to get into other channels to try to diversify its set here. So looking at groceries, looking at consumer staples, in addition to restaurant delivery as a way to supplement its business, expand its reach, and try to make itself sticky with consumers.
Yeah, and a lot of these companies have been going above and beyond to try and attract customers during the pandemic. They've been offering discounts and deals. How has competition between these companies changed with more consolidation? And what does this market look like going forward?
Yeah, so the competition is still very hot. Like you said, there has been a lot of incentives given to both restaurants and consumers, including during the pandemic, to get them to try these services, to try to get them to stick with it, because these services really want habitual customers. They want people to come back to them and their platform alone. And that's been very hard to do because people like to shop around for deals, consumers do, and restaurants want to make sure they're on all the platforms so they don't alienate any consumers. So in terms of investor response to the deal, you really saw the shares move up both for Uber and Grubhub on Monday. And I think what they're responding to is the thought that there could be consolidation here, that there could be a chance for more profits, for these companies to be able to save some of their profits by not having to spend so much on luring restaurants and consumers into their service. And so the hope is some of this consolidation will do that. I think that's going to take time. This is not something that's going to happen quickly, and all these deals need time to close, but that's the hope here.
So we'll have to see who ends out on top. Our reporter, Heather Haddon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
And that was your tech news briefing. We've got more tech stories on WSJ.com, so please do check us out there. And if you like our show, rate and review us. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.